That's from the box.
Hello, Mr. Serene.
Ah, there you are, Daisy May. Come and say hello.
I don't want to.
You don't want to, but why not?
I'm shy.
Shy?
Yes.
Go on, have a go.
You be quiet. Look, Daisy May, there's no need to worry. Andy's broken the ice for you.
Blimey, no wonder I got my feet wet.
You know, you weren't shy when you had your own program, were you?
I know.
Well, just say hello to the listeners again. Come along. You're up the microphone. There we are. That's right. Yes?
I've had such a lovely day.
Have you really?
Yes. I've been to the seaside with Andy.
You haven't been out with Andy?
Yes.
What about it?
From you. Daisy May, what did you do there?
Mind your own business.
We went out to sea.
To sea?
And Andy introduced me to a girlfriend of his.
A girlfriend?
Yes. She wasn't an ordinary girl.
Oh, no.
She was a mermaid.
Good heavens, and she was one of Andy's girlfriends?
Yes.
Well, what had she got that you hadn't got?
A tail. Yeah.
She had a little baby mermaid in her arms.
Really?
Oh, it looked just like a little kipper.
A kipper? Was it flat or folded?
No, brown off. No,
what is it? Will you stop interrupting? Yes.
Andy told me.
Yes.
That Charlie McCarthy was in love with her once.
Charlie McCarthy in love with a mermaid? You mustn't believe everything Andy tells you.
But that's what he said.
Well, all I can say is that Charlie must have found being in love with a mermaid a bit of a puzzle.
No, mate, he didn't know where the kisser or fryer.